In order to see the salvation of God, we have to look for it with the eyes of our hearts. And we must look at our actions also, because they too will tell us about the salvation of God. Now, we're called to serve in many given situations. And because Jesus sits in our hearts by virtue of our baptism, we must bring the love of God to others. Now, in order to hear the Lord clearly, we must allow the Lord to straighten some of the roads in our heart that might be curved. What does a crooked road look like? Look at what happened in Oxford, Michigan. That young man had many crooked roads in his heart, and he is in need of prayer for his salvation. And then let me tell you what a crooked road means. The Hebrew word for crooked means fraudulent, deceitful, slippery, resentful, destructive. The straight road is a heart of righteousness, justice, peace, goodness, humility, and kindness. And that's the road that we belong on. Now, I want to share a story with you about these roads. Lorraine and I had to go back to Philly a couple weeks ago. Her sister had passed away suddenly. And we went back to East to visit and see what we could do for the family. And we discovered that her sister had had some kind of a stroke and was in and out or whatever. And long story short, her sister was a very hospitable person. She had a very good gift of hospitality. She made people who came to her house, friend or stranger, feel like they were somebody important. And I think that was very important. That was a charism that she had that was very specific. And mamma mia, could she cook? Wow. I always look forward to the cooking. And when we got back and we started talking to people about the whole situation, because we were unable to see her because they cremated her after she passed. And she was a type also that she found, when I heard how she died, I thought, what a blessing. What had happened was she had a stroke in the hospital, in and out of consciousness. And this is why we were on our way to Philly. And they called the priest. Priest came, ministered to her, etc. Left. He walked out of the room and she died. What a gift. What a blessing. She was such a hospitable person, such a good heart, that God rewarded her and showed her his special love. So I think that when we see that we have these opportunities to be on the straight road, it prepares us for when God calls us. Now, another thing that happened while we were in Philly, and it's very interesting. My brother-in-law, who's very ill, had a stroke a couple months ago, and he's still alive, and we went to see him also. And he was in the bed, and he cannot raise in the bed. The doctor said that they can't raise his bed because the stroke affected his vocal cords or something. I don't know. Well, we were there and visiting, et cetera, and we were close to the bed, and all of a sudden, the bed starts rising like this. You know those hospital beds? And they're coming up, and I'm looking, LaRocca Rain, and I step back, and it stopped. Folks, it wasn't a miracle. The miracle was my knee hitting the button on the bed. So we were able to continue visiting with him. But, one of the ways that we can stay on the straight road, and this is not hard, seek God in all things. That's scriptural. Seek God in all things, positive and negative. That's how we can stay on a straight road. Now, the evil one tries to take us into a realm of condemnation, guilt, woe is me, etc., etc. But listen to what the Lord says to get us out of it. This is scriptural. And I will lead the blind, that's us folks, in a way they know not, in paths that they have not known, I will guide them. Even when we don't know, God is guiding us. Now, another way to eliminate curves in the heart that we might have is service. To reach out to others and serve. Because that's what really straightens out the roads in our heart, if they might have a little curve to them. And we got to understand that we're fortunate that we can gather together as one, come and celebrate the Eucharist, because the Eucharist is the greatest gift that we have that keeps the roads in our heart straight. Amen.